On the other end of our line is John Pollard from the No More Taxes Committee. John, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Election day.
Every time I know I'm going to have you on the program, I feel like we need to get you a theme show because the mayor was on this program, and I remember the first time we had this vote, he said, who are you going to believe, me, who has your best interest in mine, or you're going to believe John Pollard?
And the people on May 3rd believed John Pollard, didn't they?
All right. Now, I've had Kyle Millen on from the MERS newsletter. I've had Burl Swartz from the Lansing City Pulse. We've talked to some other folks who think that this issue is going to pass by a close margin. What's your perspective?
Oh, I definitely think it'll be close because we probably won't get much more of a voter turnout than we did in May. Probably it was 16.5%. And I'll be shocked if we get 20% of the people to show up today, man. So unless they've scared the hell out of the senior citizens with all these ads, I don't see much changing. I mean, and people need to understand, staffing levels and response times will be exactly the same as they are today, whether this millage passes or fails today. Why? Because we're talking about fiscal year 2013. It starts July 1st, 2012, and ends June 30th, 2013. And before then, in the budget process, in May, the mayor and the city council, without an election, can raise taxes 3.7292 mils. The difference between 3.7292 and 4 mils is minuscule, but it's huge considering the fact you'd have to override Headley, your constitutional protection from overtaxation, for the next 5 years. This is a five-year contract. This is why I get 4 mils, yeah, that's what we see. But we also see on the ballot the city could raise it 4.56 mils in the next 5 years.
Now, the Lansing State Journal says that since the millage failed and we had the cuts in police and fire, that response times are now slower and crime is up a bit. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think overall crime is down. Probably burglaries and certain things are up. But, again, whether this millage passes or fails today, staffing levels remain exactly the same. Response times remain exactly the same. Nothing changes until July 1st of next year. And like I said, the city council, by the charter, can raise taxes 3.7292 mils. City's just hell-bent on overriding Headley and taking away our protection for overtaxation.
Well, if it does pass, will we be safer if it does pass and we get more police and fire in the streets?
No, because there will be no more police and fire in the streets. You see, Tony, I attend city council meetings every Monday night. I'm there more often than Burge. And I was there on August 22nd when they approved this language to go on the ballot. And Burge himself, as well as Kathy Dunbar and the unions, were there, and they let them know, even if this passes, it doesn't guarantee that there won't be more cuts or layoffs in police and fire. So whether it passes, well, there'll be probably less, and if it doesn't pass, there'll probably be less. But we have one more bite at the apple in May, third Monday in May, during the budget process, when their numbers may be more realistic or closer. This is all based on some budget projections from Verge, who've never gotten anything right before, and now they're projecting for a whole year ahead. And all of those assumptions, as far as I'm concerned, of the $12 to $15 million deficit are gone. And unlike May 3rd, nobody knows what their property taxes will do next year. We don't know if they increase, decrease. Overall, it may be a 10% drop, but some people's are going to increase. And if you're taxable and assess values, and only people can look at their property taxes to know, if they're not equal right now, I guarantee you, you're going to see an increase because inflation is back, baby, and reared its ugly head, and it's going to kick in. When you get your taxable value and assessments, in February, so this is kind of a pig in a poke and a crapshoot for 5 years based on no information whatsoever. And here it is, election day, and $358,000 is going to Tiffin the Brownfield, and no one knows anything. But if you want my money, you're going to tell me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
We're talking with John Pollard from the No More Taxes Committee. John, if this millage fails, do you think that city council will do that increase that they're able to do?
What they do, I have no idea, but they certainly have the right, the authority to do it when they are closer to a fiscal year, the numbers are more realistic, and then they can raise it up to 3.72.
Will they?
Yeah. I don't know. You have to call them and ask them. I don't know what they'll do, man. They never do the right thing.
All right. And I just wanted to get your perspective on the city council races. Who do you think is going
to
win?
It's hard to beat an incumbent, and Carol Wood will probably win by a landslide. I'm not a Quinney supporter, but he'll probably win. Of course, I don't support the other two either. I'm just voting for Carol Wood, and that's it in that race. I'm in the fourth ward, so I can't really vote, but it's a close one between Washington and Martinez, and I think maybe Washington will pull it out. And probably Aileen Robinson, an incumbent, would probably win in the third ward, but only because I think Jason Wilkes hasn't done nearly enough work to defeat her.
All right, and the Red Cedar ballot proposal, yay or nay?
For me, it's nay, because I served on the Parks Board for 14 years. It is illegal for the city to even consider selling parkland for the benefit of a private interest. Yet that whole 12-acre development is all about mixed-use development in a floodplain to stop pollution. That's crazy. It's going down in flames.
All right, John Pollard from the No More Taxes Committee. John, I'm going to call you tomorrow, get your perspective on this same time.
Excellent, brother. We only get one shot. When it's no, you either get convinced the people of no, or you go home for 5 years. Unlike the yes people, they can keep coming back every 6 months. Yeah. Just vote today, otherwise you got nothing to complain about.
Thanks, John.
Okay, brother.